Good morning, Senator Johnson, Representative Kamiga, members of the Marine Resources Committee. I'm Nick Batista, the Marine Programs Director at the Island Institute. Beyond the general comments that Susie just made around the importance of addressing this issue, we have a couple of changes that we would recommend the committee make to improve the effectiveness of the commission. The changes are detailed in specific language. Suggestions are in the testimony we provided. Overall, we're proposing a couple of changes to the structure and membership of the commission to reflect the lessons learned from the Washington State process. I'll talk about that in a second. Increase the effectiveness through coordination with other state and regional efforts working on ocean acidification. The explicit inclusion of coastal acidification in as being part of ocean acidification. We think that's an oversight in just how the bill is drafted, and it would be good to clarify. And a focusing of the commission on identifying science and data gaps related to commercially valuable marine species and not just shellfish. We also believe that adding alternative sources of funding for the commission, so the current fiscal difficulties don't derail the process, would be a wise move. The Washington State process. In 2012, the Washington State convened the Blue Ribbon Panel on Ocean Acidification. It was a 24-member panel comprised of members of coastal industries, scientists, various government agencies, NGOs, and led by two co-chairs. The panel was convened under an existing regional shellfish partnership, and funding for the work came from the state government, federal agencies, private foundations, a wide variety of funding. The panel met over the course of 12 days and supplemented their meetings with a bunch of telephone calls. They put a significant amount of work into this and identified a lot of good areas for what Washington State could do to mitigate the impacts of ocean acidification. The findings and recommendations from this panel are available on the website that's included in our testimony, along with some specific changes about how to make this panel a little bit more effective, the chief one being selecting a couple of strong co-chairs that aren't political, so not members of the sitting legislature, people who have political savvy and the gravitas to run an effective stakeholder process and do the work behind this. In terms of increased effectiveness, we believe the commission will be more effective if it's built on existing state and regional efforts instead of starting afresh, incorporating the results from the Washington panel, the various things that have happened or will happen in the near future in the region, and then focusing the panel on actions the state of Maine, local governments, and interested stakeholders can take would also be good. The biggest need that we see is basically what Pat said earlier, that the identification of scientific data gaps and resources and ways to fill them. And we think that focusing the commission on that versus the coordination of government agencies or programs or something is a more effective way to start. There's a lot that we don't know about ocean acidification, and well, improved coordination may be something that comes down the road. Right now, we're really looking to understand what we don't know. Finally, on the funding, we're very aware of the funding difficulties that this finds itself in and how tight money is here in Augusta. We'd suggest that you consider authorizing an account where the study panel can accept private funding or allow an outside group to host the panel. And we believe that setting the commission with an organization that's worked on ocean acidification and has the capacity to connect the work of the panel to the other work that's happening in the region would address both the funding and coordination concerns.
Thank you. Are there any questions from the committee? Representative Winchenbach.
Thank you, Senator Johnson. Could you give us some examples of the carbon emissions that are causing the acidification?
So all carbon emissions, as the carbon dioxide in the atmosphere increases, the pH of the ocean decreases, and so any carbon emissions would be. A lot of the panel, though, or a lot of the results coming out of the Washington State Commission weren't just about reducing carbon emissions. That's part of it. There's a number of other things that could be done to improve the resiliency or to mitigate the impacts of ocean acidification on shellfish, on lobsters, on finfish. We don't know what the impacts of OA is on lobsters, so it's tough to devise a mitigation strategy, but one example in Washington State was their hatcheries. They have an upwelling where deep cold water comes up into the coastal zone occasionally, and that water is a lower pH than what this bat in the hatcheries can withstand. And the as they sense these upwelling events were occurring, they would shut their doors and not bring water in, and they're able to save their staff through a technological solution that involved monitoring and understanding what was happening to their shellfish. So I'd love to leave the door open for ideas in Maine related to the lobster industry or related to other fisheries that we have here that go beyond just reducing carbon emissions. Reducing carbon emissions is sort of it's very important to do, but it's a big problem and not something that the folks in this room can tackle, but there are things that we can do.
Any other questions? Thank you.